Maine Black Bear football getting ready to wrap up the spring session with the annual Jeff Cole scrimmage Saturday afternoon. With more on that, we're joined on the phone by the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Coach, good afternoon.
Rich, how we doing?
I'm doing great, thank you, and excited for this weekend. You guys have made some very interesting changes to the format of this year's Jeff Cole scrimmage.
Yeah, we're splitting the team up, and we drafted some teams, split the coaches, and we're going with a true blue versus white game. So we've been getting ready for that with meetings, and then we actually practiced like that today. So it's pretty cool.
And you've also got some other events that are planned. So it's not only the football game on Saturday, but a lot of other things going on over the course of the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, we want to make sure that we're getting our fans involved and the people of Maine that have supported us. So, you know, we have these nice trophies from 2018. So we'd like to share them with everybody. So at 11:30, we're doing a little trophy celebration. We actually have our banquet tomorrow night. And then, of course, the spring game. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
How has the spring practice gone for you overall?
It's been good. I mean, it's a lot about developing young guys and trying to figure out what your identity is. And I feel like the guys have been working. You know, obviously, we got a lot of starters coming back. But those guys are young and old, so they need to work as well. So I think it's been really good work through 14 practices.
And how is the health and injury situation? Are you in pretty good shape at this point?
Yeah, we're all right. I mean, there's always guys that are left over from the season that have some surgeries and things like that. We got a couple guys like that. And then a few guys got dinged up during spring ball, but nothing that's going to stop anybody from training camp or being ready even in July. So, you know, in a couple months, we should be all good with everybody.
Is spring about deciding on positions, or is it more about continuing to progress talent and evaluate talent?
I mean, first of all, it's about developing fundamentals and technique. You know, you get a lot more time for individual, your position group in spring ball. And that's one of the biggest things, because the thing a lot of people forget is, you know, during our run last year or any season, all those redshirt freshmen, all those guys that were on the scout team, they had time away from the playbook, you know, and they weren't diving into it every day. This is their chance to really develop their fundamentals and then also see where they're at in terms of playing. And then just team-wide, you know, I really think developing an identity starts now. I mean, it starts in winter workouts, but you can really see it when you get on the field with these guys for the first time.
We're talking to Maine football coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. Can you take some fan questions that we've received?
I can.
All right.
That was a good spin.
I know. Let's start with the offensive line here. And a lot of questions. You've got some guys back. Not many of them played in the interior, so people asking about the right tackle position. Do you move somebody? Do you have somebody new who can slide in there? How do you see that developing at this point?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of different options, and we've been evaluating that with Coach Denneke. You know, we have a number of interior offensive linemen that we think are going to be really good and are going to be able to play. You know, the main one is really Liam Dobson. You know, who started a right guard for us. He can play a lot of different positions. He could play tackle, but we're still evaluating that. You know, we're looking around as well. But, you know, Gunnar Dokas has played left tackle. Tyler Royal's a young kid that's been playing a lot of right tackle for us. So our biggest thing is put the best five out there. And whatever that ends up being, we're kind of getting an idea, but that'll develop and be cemented in August.
You lost some talent at tight end, but you brought in some guys, transfers, and some guys who've been with the team looking to get their opportunity. Is it a situation at this point where you've got maybe one guy who is better at blocking, one who might be better at receiving? Obviously, you'd love to get a guy who could handle both. Where is that right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're developing that position, and we knew that, you know, really last year we knew what it was going to be because Drew and Julian had played so much football for us. And, you know, there's some guys that are doing some nice things. You know, Sean Boma is a redshirt freshman from Delaware that nobody really knows about yet. He's been doing a great job in spring ball. So, you know, it's his job to lose right now with how well he's playing. But we have a transfer from Assumption coming in as well. Kevin Flack, he's played a lot of football. Obviously, Ori, our transfer from Louisville, has been working in there. And we have some other guys like Mike LeVarrier, who's from up in Maine as well, that you know, we're kind of evaluating who are the best guys to put on the field and what can they do best. Sometimes it's different jobs.
Do you know who your number two quarterback is going to be yet?
Right now it's Ryan Walsh. Ryan's from Long Island. You know, he was the third quarterback on the depth chart last year. He actually started the Villanova game. He was 2 for 2 on the season. So I joke with him that he's 100%. Right now, he would be number two.
Now, last time I was up there, you had a different kicker who was drilling the ball. I know Kenny Doak had some off-season work done. Is this new guy a walk-on? What's the story at the kick game?
Yeah, he's a walk-on, John Williams. He's from Southern Maine, and he walked on just a couple months ago. You know, we knew with Kenny dealing with surgery that we were going to need another guy. And you can never have enough depth anyway, but I think we've walked into a pretty good one. You know, he's quite a find. He's been really good, very consistent. You know, he's still developing and getting back into football again because it's only been a couple months, but he's a solid player that'll compete with Kenny.
Defensively, I just look at the depth you've got almost really at every position, from secondary to up front. What do you expect you'll have for a D-line rotation? How many guys are likely to cycle in the course of a game at this point?
Well, you'd always love to have 8 guys that could possibly go. You know, some people have less than that. That's what we're kind of looking at because, you know, at the end of the day, that's a very taxing position. So you want to be able to go through a few guys. You know, we have our starters that have played a lot of football here, but there's some guys who are challenging them. Julie Kayward and Josh Lezen are 2 younger guys, a redshirt freshman that come to mind. They've had a great spring camp so far, and, you know, I expect them to play.
Running back position, I know you can't say much about the Ramon Jefferson situation. Things are a bit up in the air, but that's given you the opportunities to get some young guys a significant amount of work here in the spring session.
Yeah, and they've been great. They've been working. You know, that's all about building depth. And we got some good young players that have been working and getting a ton of reps. And, you know, I've said this because obviously it comes up a lot. And, you know, we're positive with Ramon right now. I can't comment too much, but we know we're going to get Joe Fitzpatrick back as well. You know, we've been resting him up just because he was obviously banged up at the end of last year. And then we're still looking to take in some more. So we've been kind of developing what we want to do in our plan. So at the end of the day, I keep saying we'll be good by fall camp.
I have no doubt about that. Also, a big weekend for some recent Black Bear players with the NFL draft getting underway tonight. I know that obviously Sterling Sheffield is on a lot of lists, but you've got some other guys that are likely to get a phone call for at least some free agent opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, Sterling's a big one, and he's been getting a lot of looks, and, you know, hopefully that goes well for him. You know, free agency is definitely going to be an option as well. But, you know, Micah Wright and Drew Belcher are two names that people keep calling about, and I know some of the scouts have reached out to. So, you know, we're hopeful, obviously, that you can land as many guys as you can in camps because that just increases the possibility and the numbers. And, you know, I think we have some pretty good players that graduated here. And it's not just the NFL, too. Obviously, that's what's going on right now. But then it'll be the CFL and some of those other leagues. But, of course, you want to get everybody in the league.
Coach, you are testing Bob Lucy and I, where we're just out of sorts here trying to prepare for our first ever spring game broadcast. We're not usually tuned in enough to know what's going on. So I like it. You're challenging us. You're forcing us to get on our game months ahead of the regular season.
This is like spring ball for you.
It is. You know? It is. Absolutely. Okay. We've been doing sprints. We've been stretching. I'm a little sore. I didn't do what I should have done in the offseason to be ready, but I'll be there and be ready to go on Saturday.
It's important to get the work in early, Rich, you know, and don't worry, after the spring game, we'll have plenty of time to develop over the summer.
Well, I learned my lesson. Next year, there will be no offseason.
That's the idea, isn't it? Important.
Absolutely. Well, Nick, we appreciate it. As always, looking forward to it, the annual Jeff Cole scrimmage. You guys are getting underway at noontime on Saturday, but people can get there early and ought to stay late for all kinds of fun things happening.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Rich. We're excited about that. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks, Nick. We'll see you there. That's Nick Charlton, head coach, Maine Black Bear football here on Downtown. The Black Bear Reports brought to you by the Common Loon Public House, 36 Main Street, Orono. The only wood-fired brick oven in town, a great selection of imported beers, local brews, and signature cocktails. They're the place to go to before and after the game. And by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.